The Austin Blind Salamander, the Jollyville Plateau Salamander, the Georgetown Salamander, and the Salado Salamander. To protect these little guys, it's going to cost about $29 million in economic impact over the next 23 years. That's according to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in a new report. Adam Zerminer is the Austin Ecological Field Officer for the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service.
What's important to know about the estimated cost is that it's just in regards to critical habitat and also only federal agencies.
The federal protection would designate about 6,000 acres in three counties, Bell, Travis, and Williamson, as critical habitat. Zerwiner says they don't foresee any impact to utility projects, mining, livestock grazing, or water management. But the salamanders do depend on spring flow from the Edwards Aquifer.
If we have salamanders out there in these springs, then that is, in all likelihood, a good indicator that the water is clean, and which would inevitably be good for also people in the area.
The public can comment on the report during the next 45 days. David Martin Davies, Texas Public Radio News.